welcome to a special Wolfpack Live. The name has more meaning than ever because we have the most special guest that you could possibly imagine in the history of Wolfpack Live. I am Mr. Cooper, your host, with all of our co-hosts and crew. We have, to my left, we have Cade Williams, Trinity Hull, Olivia Connell, Sarah Newman, Caleb Williams over on audio, as well as, who am I missing? We're Danny Dotzel on the door. And our special guest, Mr. Governor Wolf. It's a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. And I got to say, I really love the mascots. I mean, you know.
We're homers. We're definitely homers over here.
At home, I mean, I've never been in a wolf pack. Well, I actually have, but this is really nice.
Well, thank you so much for coming. What brings you here today?
I'm going to talk about education funding. I'm going to talk about the things that I think are really important for the state to do. And, well, you all know education is really important. And we need to make sure that the Commonwealth is doing its job in funding education.
My question to you as a governor of Pennsylvania, what do you consider to be your greatest achievement?
That's a great question. I ran on education. So I was not in politics before I got this job. And I looked around and saw that I didn't think the Commonwealth was doing what it should do to support public education. And so what I'm proudest of is that over the past 7.5 years, the Commonwealth has added a record of $1.8 billion into public education. I'm hoping to do even more in my last budget, but so far we've done a record already. So that's what I'm proudest of.
Excellent. Everybody has so many questions. We only have a little amount of time. I'm going to throw it over real quick to Sarah over there, real quick.
Tell us a little bit about your education.
Yeah. I went to public school up through the end of 10th grade. Then my 11th grade year, I was in France. And then I came back, and instead of going back and repeating 11th grade, I went to a private school for my last 2 years. And my daughters grew up in the same town I grew up in. They went to the local public school, and they graduated from the public school. Then I went to college, and then I did a master's degree in London University, and then did a PhD at MIT.
Great. All righty. I also have a question. What do you plan on doing after your term?
So you're really nice to ask what I'm going to do next, but I'm an old man. I'm 74 years old, so I'm going to retire. Do some sleeping, and eating, and reading.
Olivia, do you have a final question?
Yes, just one more quick question. So when you were a kid, what did you plan on doing? Did you think that you were going to end up being a governor?
No. What I really wanted to do when I was a kid was be center fielder for the Philadelphia Phillies. But I had no talent. So I ended up doing a bunch of different things, and this came along as an opportunity. It's been a real privilege, I mean, to do this. At the end of my career, but I certainly was not expecting this.
Governor Wolf, we know you're a very busy man, and we appreciate your time here at Wolfpack Live and Wilkes-Barre area. On behalf of all of us here at Wolfpack Live and the whole district, we thank you so much for coming here to this new state-of-the-art facilities, which we are all very proud of here. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on. This is really impressive. I love being here. So thank you. Great questions.
Thank you.
Thanks.